Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Where the hell is Gary Myers?
That's such a question.
Pick up the phone, Gary.
It's cool to have be on with you guys again.
He texted yesterday.
They bugged us.
He texted and said, hey, I got something. I want to share some things with you. They say, okay, we can do that. How about 11 a.m.? Perfect. You got to pick up the phone, Gary.
You want to hear the teaser for his podcast?
I do. It's better than me explaining it. So, yes, absolutely.
The margin of error is so slim. And there was a couple plays in each of those games that if it goes our way, we win. And that's football. That's the way it works. And that's why it's hard to win Super Bowls.
You know, I just wasn't sure if I'd ever really get an opportunity to play. You know, he said, look, you know, you want to be the best, you got to stick it out and try to beat out the best.
I'm Gary Myers, a sports journalist who's been covering the NFL for more than 40 years. And I will pull back the curtain on the greatest run of sustained success by one player and one team in NFL history, filled with never-before-heard stories and interviews from Tom, his father, Bill Belichick, Bill Parcells, Robert Kraft, and others.
Interesting. Impressive list of guests, no?
Yeah.
Right?
Very impressive.
All right, so let's welcome in on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline, the host of that podcast, Gary Myers, is with us again. Gary?
What's happening this morning, fellas?
There's our guy. What's going on?
Just another lost football season in New York. You know, nothing really changes. And I think this is a good year for the Jets to go 0-16 because they can get Trevor Lawrence. And they don't have to play before any fans this year, so they can just complain on radio shows like yours, but they don't get booed in public. So everything is good with the Jets.
I mean, go ahead.
No, I mean, like, Gary, what's even like, you remember back in the heyday of the Fan, WFAN, and Giants, Jets, if Peyton Manning was going to go to the Jets, just find a way to sign him. You know, what is the tone of sports radio down there? Is it just apathy?
Well, I think it's, you know, for the Jets, it's really transitioned to
fire the coach.
Yeah, it's just everybody wants Gase fired. But to show you the apathy that is going on here, there was a fire Gase rally, and I put that in quotes, outside the Jets. You know, they can't get as close as being right in front of their facility in New Jersey, but on the main road that leads into the facility, they were advertising this fire Gase rally, and 8 people showed up. 8.
Yay.
And, they all might have been, you know, the family of the organizer, for all I know. But, this has reached co-tight levels. If you go back 20 years when they were 3-13 and then 1-15, and then Leon Hess made the greatest move of his Jets ownership when they got Parcells from the Patriots, and he got things turned around, but, you know, bailed out. Then Belichick left, and It's kind of, other than 2 years they made it to the AFC Championship game, it's been, you know, pretty much a mess. And, you know, on the other, down the hall in the locker, in the other locker room, the Giants have the worst record in the NFL over the last 3 years. And it seems every year they start 0-2 or 0-3 and the season is over before we get to the end of the baseball season. I mean, the Jets and Giants season ends every year before the Yankees does.
So if they do go all the way, the Jets, and get Trevor Lawrence, mm-hmm. what will they? Will they just move on from Darnold? They'll dump him. They don't want him anymore.
Yeah, I mean, here's how I look at it. I like Sam, and he's just in a horrible situation, bad coaching, no weapons. But if they're bad enough to get the first pick in the draft, guys, that means Sam has really had a terrible season, and I think 3 years is enough to show that, okay, maybe in a better situation, he can rise above it. But if we don't see any of that between now and the end of the year, and if Trevor Lawrence is as good as everybody, that he's one of these generational players, you know, you go from Elway to Peyton to Andrew Luck, to have guys talked about like this. So if he is on that level, and Sam has had a really bad season, and the Jets get the first pick in the draft, I don't see how you don't take him, especially if Joe Douglas, the general manager, who's in the second year of a six-year contract, it took a six-year contract to get a rookie general manager to take this job. But he didn't draft Darnold, so he's got no allegiance to him. And if he's sitting there with a chance to take Trevor Lawrence versus keeping a quarterback, he's going to have to make a decision soon on whether he wants to extend him or not, or he can start over with this generational quarterback. I have no doubt in my mind, under those circumstances, they would take Lawrence and then just try to do the best they can in recouping something for Darnold. But, you know, a couple of years ago, the Jets gave up 3 second-round picks to move up only 3 spots in the draft so they can draft Sam. And it's just so typical Jets if they move on from him after only 3 years.
All right.
Somebody, some good offensive coach will get a hold of Sam Darnold, whether it's the next Jets coach or his next team, and they will turn him into a good player because he does have a lot of skills.
We've got Gary Myers yep. with us. Gary, we played the preview of your new podcast, mm-hmm. and I just have a question. All those guests that you named in sort of the teaser, those are all interviews that are on the podcast, and you're going to hear these individuals talking to you about all of this?
Yes. A lot of the interviews I did, my Brady versus Manning book, which came out a few years ago. And the way I'm doing this podcast is 12 episodes, and I'm kind of taking you right through Tom's career. So a lot of the interviews were for Brady Manning, but the interviews I'm using for the book are just about Tom, pretty much. And so they're all interviews. I have a couple of new ones that I've done, and I'm hoping to get Tom on the phone to kind of talk about the end of his Patriots career, and I'm hopeful of doing that. But none of these interviews have ever been heard. And some of the stuff is just, you know, I use some of it in the book, but to hear the interviews, it just puts it in a completely different context. And to hear even like the stuff with Brady, and I know people in Boston heard Brady talk for 20 years, but some of the stuff that we talked about, his relationship with Belichick, I'm sorry, you know, his relationship with Peyton, how he still agonizes over the Super Bowl 42 loss to the Giants because he thought that single Patriots team was not only the greatest that they ever played on, but was the greatest single-season team in NFL history, and that he's still pained by it. And so when you hear Tom talk in these episodes, I think it really adds so much to, even if you've read some of the stuff that was in my book, to hear his voice and to hear the inflection in his voice as he goes through this stuff, I think is fascinating. And I have some really good stuff, Kraft talking about Parcells and Parcells talking about Kraft, that I think people will really be interested in hearing. And then I got, you know, great stuff from Peyton Manning just on his relationship with Tom, and Scott Pioli telling me that when Tom took over in 01, that he and Belichick were both afraid that if the season went south, that they were both getting fired at the end of the year. stuff from Lloyd Carr, the Michigan coach, on, you know, Mike, I sat down with Lloyd Carr in Ann Arbor a few years ago, and I said, Coach, it just has to start with this question. How is it that a guy who's turned out to be the greatest quarterback in NFL history sat on the bench at Michigan for 3 years? How do you explain that? And, you know, he took me through year by year. I mean, it's really interesting stuff. And I narrate the episodes, and I just kind of pop in these audio clips to help me tell the story.
Go ahead, Zo.
No, I was interested on that Parcells angle. So the Parcells angle is basically the relationship with Kraft and the ownership. Is there any like Belichick guidance in there that maybe someone could listen to?
Belichick what? I'm sorry?
The Parcells angle, you know, other than the back and forth with Kraft and, you know, how it started here, you know, when I was here in the early 90s, is there any influence on Belichick there?
He was the most interesting thing, Zoe, that came out. Got this over the years. You know, I read a lot, but I can't obviously read everything. But Robert was very direct in telling me how much when Parcells went to the Jets that he wanted to hire Belichick right then, but felt that he was so scarred from the Parcells experience that he couldn't go ahead and hire his right-hand man because he hadn't been around Belichick enough to trust that he would be different than Parcells. So Kraft and his wife took Belichick and his then-wife out to dinner. And he explained to him, Bill, I really want to hire you now, but I just can't do it. You know, I'm just so, you know, Parcells tortured Robert. And Parcells didn't like him either, so, you know, the feeling was mutual. But he had to let Belichick go with Parcells simply because he was so closely aligned with Parcells at that point and didn't know him well enough, although he liked him very much after the 1 year together. He didn't know him well enough to feel confident that Belichick wouldn't pull the same stuff on him that Parcells did. And so he hired Pete Carroll, and then obviously 3 years later, he hired Belichick. But Kraft was telling me that, you know, Parcells was just rude to his wife and to his family. And I think people have heard the story that Kraft brought the banker on one of the banker who loaned him the money to buy the team, $172 million. And he brought this guy on the team charter for a road game. And they're sitting up in first class. And Kraft introduces the guy to Parcells, who basically just ignored him and embarrassed Kraft. And he just couldn't take it anymore. And he was happy when Parcells left because Robert, I don't think he's a real meddler like a Jerry Jones, but he likes to be kept in the loop, and he wants the coach to at least respect the fact that he owns the team. And Parcells, you know, who for the first year in New England worked for Orthwine, who basically let Parcells act as if he owned the team, Parcells just resented Kraft from day one, and it never got any better.
Hmm. And Zoe still has bad dreams about Bill Parcells.
I remember the I remember the practices, man, where Parcells is a bitch and he'd get after you. But boy, the day that the owner or owner's friends would show up, he'd start slapping his paper and heightened sense of irritation just would go through the roof with Parcells.
Yeah. So Gary, when you talk to everybody involved in that, Parcells, you talk to Kraft, do you sense there's any animosity there still?
No, I think, you know, the last quote I used, the soundbite from Parcells I used was, he told me it was an effing zoo in New England with Kraft, and, you know, he just couldn't take it anymore. And the last line he used was, you know, wrong place, wrong time. But he has since told me that, that he wishes that he had stayed because he knew he left behind a team that
loaded,
had tremendous talent.
Loaded, yeah.
Yep. And he did the same thing in Dallas where he wound up regretting leaving. And he's very emotional, very impulsive. And he left behind a team that I'm convinced that if he had stayed in New England, that team would have won a Super Bowl at some point. And he knows that. I mean, he drafted a bunch of Hall of Famers there and a lot of good players. But, you know, you can't go back and change time. But I think that he, if Kraft had been established there rather than a rookie owner, I think it might, and Parcells walked into a situation where the owner was already there, so he knew what he was getting himself into. I think that things would have been different. But remember that he left the Jets when the team was sold. He left Miami when the team got sold. So Bill had a tough time with ownership if he didn't respect them actually going in. If they got there after he did, he had no use for them. And sorry for coughing before.
No, all good. Okay, so again, the name of the podcast is The GOAT, Tom Brady, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, and it starts next Monday, October 5th. With Tom Brady, Robert Kraft, Peyton, Eli, Montana, Bill Parcells. You got them all in there.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, I have Tom, and then I surrounded him with all what I think are newsy people in his life. And you know, the stuff from Eli is really good about kind of doing Peyton's dirty work for a couple of years when he beat him in the Super Bowl twice before Peyton started winning some of those AFC championship games. You know, I asked Strahan, 2 minutes to go, you know, your team is up.
Sure.
By less than a touchdown, who do you fear more in that situation on the other side, Peyton or Tom? And he just gave me a great descriptive explanation of it. I appreciate you guys having me on it. The first two episodes drop on Monday, and then one a week for the next 10 weeks.
All right. I would say the fastest way for people to find it is to follow Gary on Twitter, @GaryMyersNY. Gary, thanks. Appreciate it.
Take care, guys. Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
See you, Gary.
Gary Myers with us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. We'll get back to Patriots Chiefs before we get to Read and React, which is coming up at 11:36. Don't go anywhere.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
This is how the pros.
That's great. Thank you, B. You're proud of yourself.
Do Sports Talk Radio.
Your microphone is down. Hey, Marconi.
Just hit the button.
Turn the mic up.
I'm just
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
So we know that the Steelers-Titans has been postponed this weekend. They're not going to play. Two more Titans testing positive today, so that's not slowing down. Looks like the same conclusion would have been reached even if they had waited a little longer. Possibly.
Maybe.
It's possible. There are new rules being put in place today as we speak. There is a memo that went out yesterday in the NFL that said PPE and face masks must be worn on the practice field by players and staff at all times. No exceptions. Oakley face shields affixed to the helmets are permitted to be worn during practice and or walkthroughs.
I'd use that.
It says gloves should be worn on the field by all players except quarterbacks who may leave the throwing hand uncovered. Players receiving medical treatment or rehab must wear a mask and face shield. Medical providers must wear the same as well as gloves. Weight rooms now limited to 10 players at any time. Facilities will be deep cleaned daily. No team or player gatherings or group football activities will be permitted away from the facility.
Weren't the Raiders just at some fundraising event? Like
they
maskless?
Were. Yes. So there will be no group gatherings of players on the same team away from the facility.
Okay.
That is one of the new rules. There's also an extension of daily testing, which will continue in the NFL. They're going to test every single day. And the other part of that is they will continue the daily testing during bye weeks, which means another new rule just came into play. players are not allowed to leave their team's home city during the bye week. They
must stay
in the vicinity. They must continue getting tested daily at the team's facility.
But there's a way around this now, too, though. But for a guy like Cam, it says, hey, I get up every day mad because I can't be around my kids. You know, we haven't moved them here. So now on the bye week, you can't go visit your kids, but there's nothing that says your family from other cities can't come. You might be, instead of just taking one person and going to a city and coming back, now you might be bringing 5 or 10 people.
Well, I mean,
family-wise,
there's no way around it.
Right.
I mean, there's no way around the fact that these guys have kids that go to school and wives that go to work, and they have,
and they're looking forward to the bye week,
and they live life.
Yeah.
And people can get exposed.
Yeah.
You know, they
could be looking forward to seeing dad the bye week.
I mean, there are people that wear a mask every day and wash their hands 100 times a day and do their best to stay away from people and still contract it.
Yeah. No, I totally understand that. But you can't tell family not to come visit the player. That's the thing I'm saying.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
I mean, what do they do?
So that plan changes. Instead of dad leaving, hey, if we were going to get a bye in 4 days off, I was going to come visit you. Now you guys are coming here. So that's all.
I mean, you could put all of these rules in place. They're now going to investigate, by the way, the Titans. See this? NFLPA is going to launch their own internal investigation
to see if
there was any way it could have been prevented.
It's interesting. Like Vrabel said, this is nobody's fault. Don't be pointing fingers at people. Like, he came out of that right away. Like, I'd be trying to decide, well, where did this come from? You know? So,
For the second time this season, Patriots are going to Kansas City. Second time they're going to travel this season, as they head to Kansas City this weekend. Brandon is in Boston on the game. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, how you guys?
What's up, Brandon?
So, you know, this is a predictable offense. As you see, Kansas City exposed Lamar Jackson. He was sacked 4 times, hit 5. And what's the difference between the Pats and the Ravens offense? It's really no difference. It's too predictable. We already know they're going to run.
Sure it is.
When you're going against Kansas City, you're going to have to put up at least 30 points because they're scoring 30 points per game. Patriots scoring about 20. So, Cam Newton is going to have to throw that ball, and I don't think he's going to have too much success because when you're going against Kansas City, you got Sammy Watkins, Kelsey, you got Tyreek Hill, you're going against a hot offense.
I don't think they're spread enough. I don't think Baltimore's spread enough, Brandon.
But why? Okay, so you just said I don't get that logic. Like, Cam Newton isn't going to have success throwing the ball because they have Kelsey and Tyreek Hill?
I mean, if I could take that a step further. If they get down early, right? Let's say the Patriots are down 14-0. What's the offensive approach at that point in time?
Seattle.
If they go in and they're committed to running the football, do they continue to run the ball?
Continue to run.
Down 2 scores?
Yeah, you still continue to run. And then you dabble with the pass. See, I think
my problem is if you're going in this game and you're running the ball right out of the gate like you did the last time you were there in the AFC title game, you're predictable. To what Brandon said, you are. You come in, you do what's, you know,
but
the old school cliche blueprint.
But you didn't have the threat of the run of the quarterback. That's the difference.
Oh, no, it's much better now. I'm not saying it isn't.
Yeah, see, I look at Baltimore, and I think Baltimore's too condensed, too tight offensively. Now, Baltimore's base offense is 3 tight ends, 3 very good tight ends. 1 back and 1 wideout. Like, at times when they get they don't give Lamar Jackson help. They'll stay in there we're going 2 tights. We do what we do. We're going 3 tights. We're going to play fake on 3rd and forever. He was getting pissed at the end of that game. They were blitzing cover 0. They're like, you want to put 3 tight ends on? Spagnuolo said, we're going to blitz. We're bringing 0. All safeties, let's go. Get him.
In-game adjustments, Greg Roman can't hold a candle to Josh McDaniels.
Nope, he cannot.
No.
Maybe the coordination of the offense, yeah, but in-game adjusting, no chance.
617-779-0985. Is our guest on line one ready to go there, T-Bone? Or is T-Bone on the phone?
He just said, who's screaming in the background? So they're trying to figure that out.
Is it Pauly?
Is he on hold or no?
Is that Pauly?
Sounds like there's a bar fight going on.
Ken? Ken? T-Bone's still listening on the phone.
Oh, my God.
Get him on.
We got Paul in Rhode Island. We had Estelle call this week. This is great.
Oh, I wonder what's going on there. I guess we're not going to be able to do that right now. No, we're good?
Good.
Well, let's talk to someone who has survived COVID. Maybe has some insights into Titans Steelers. That would be Ken and Lowell. Hi, Ken.
Hey, boys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, Ken.
What's going on, Zoe? Beagle, Hottie, how you doing?
Great.
Great. How you feeling, Ken?
I'm feeling fine. I just got out of an altercation over there. I don't know. Whatever.
You whipped some ass?
What happened?
Huh?
What happened?
they're getting drunk and they start fights, and that's what happens when they get drunk. They start fights, and so, and then the cops come, and then we got to all move and everything like that. So anyway, I was going to ask you guys about Tennessee Titans Pittsburgh Steelers game.
Yes.
What does that mean? And you probably already beat this horse with a dead stick, but what does that mean? Like for the rest of the NFL.
Well, it means that
if
any other team encounters a similar problem, the precedent has been set. Now they're gonna shut him down for a week, and they're gonna move the game to later on in the season.
Lose your bye week, Ken. You got all of a sudden going to your bye week now, and they're shuffling things around.
And if things get worse, they may extend the season and push games to a later date.
Well, that ain't fair to Pittsburgh Steelers now, is it?
They know what they
got. Not entirely, but everyone's dealing with an unfair situation right now anyway.
All right, and what about the whole referee and crew that was there in the beginning?
Well, it's a good question. The referee crew is what we've been told.
Will they still be paid?
Well, they get their per diem.
Yeah. What about this guy had money on it? We thought he was going to throw the game.
What about the Marriott points they were going to rack up this weekend?
They've tried
to. Thought about that?
They tried to regionalize the referees. They've mixed some of the crews up. So
what about the miles they were going to get for flying there? So. Huh? These are all benefits that I think should be considered. Let's get to Read and React. It's coming up next.
The sports.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
When it comes to sports, they're knowledgeable.
Tell me about a pie that doesn't have a top over.
And always on their game.
I walk around my house naked all the time.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's time to read. And react.
You an Isaac Bruce guy?
I am, and I am, and I, and I am, and I.
With Zolak and Bertrand.
Right. How do you feel about this? Go ahead,
Zo. No, go ahead,
Peter. On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Okie dokie.
No, I defer. I do digress.
Good, sir.
No, after you, sir.
You have the floor. To read and react, we go. Hardy reads, we react.
You ready?
Yeah.
There we go, baby.
Read. Oh. React.
Nice.
Jets lost to the Broncos 37-28 last night. New York Jets now 0-4 on the year. Would you like to hear from Adam Gase in the post game?
Sure.
All right. Adam, take it away. Or reporter, take it away.
What would you say to fans who don't want to see you be the coach of this team past tonight?
I know we're working to get this thing right. I mean, I'm not happy about this. I mean, I know we can play way better than this. I know we can not beat ourselves and do the things we're doing.
So, talking to Gary Myers earlier about this, and they had the Fire Adam Gase rally, and 8 people showed up.
Yes.
It sounds like apathy has set in, where it's like, I don't even know if they're all that angry anymore.
There was a report that if the Jets lost to the Broncos, that Adam Gase would be fired. That was the report this week.
Well, here's your problem. You have to care to want to fire somebody. Or who would go out of their way to go to the Jets facility to stand there to fire Adam Gase? It's even worth it.
I know.
I mean, I would say, as of right now, by the way, Mike Florio posted an hour ago, Adam Gase remains the Jets coach, at least for now. I would get him out of there as fast as I can. Can you imagine the Jets having to move on from Sam Darnold after this year? What a disgrace.
Disaster.
You got to get rid of this guy. Move on.
Yeah.
More harm than good being there.
Well, talking about Sam Darnold, he was asked about his coach, Adam Gase. Here's what Darnold said.
There's already been a ton of speculation about Adam's security. I mean, how do you feel now? I mean, it's only going to increase now with being 0-4.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing I'm worried about. I mean, you know, obviously, I love Adam. but you know, it's not my decision to make.
That's ringing.
Not for me to worry about.
That's a good ringing endorsement there.
That's not really my thing. I don't hire the coach.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I don't hire the coach. Not my deal. Not something. Yeah, okay.
All right,
just a quarterback. Don't look at me.
Reed.
I know if a frog had wings, he wouldn't bump his booty.
Yeah.
True enough. 2-1 Raiders host the undefeated Bills of Buffalo.
Good.
In Las Vegas on Sunday. And Raiders are getting some criticism for not wearing masks at a team event this week. I mean, it was a fundraiser. It looked like a bit of a party going on.
Well, the mayor of Las Vegas is in favor of not wearing masks. So.
Well, they were willing to be, you know, like test subjects for the whole COVID thing. Let's see what Derek Carr has to say about this whole not wearing a mask thing.
I hate that a few moments without our masks on led to a story about our team and all this kind of stuff. And
sure you do.
Especially after, you know, the fines that were, you know, brought on a couple weeks ago. But at the end of the day, we were there. I mean, shoot, guys, I have to have, you know, dinners and dates with my wife at my house. You know, I haven't taken her out to eat all season, you know. And that's a lot of kids running around my house. I think she's ready for a date. And so we've been doing our very best. And we had a few moments where we slipped up, took the mask off so people could see our face and things like that. I hope that we don't lose what was really going on there, because Darren had a great idea. He had a great plan. He wants to help people. You know, we should have kept the mask on, even if, you know, we are, you know, coming and they're introducing us and things like that. But at the end of the day, I hope that the story is more about what Darren was able to accomplish and all those kind of things.
That stupid explanation.
It had some bubblegum shrimp. We got popcorn shrimp and
story's not going to be about the charity
Lieutenant
event,
Dan,
which was, you know, a fine reason. And anybody can empathize with him wanting to get out of the house. You've been in the house. You haven't been out. I get all
that. It's not about the charity event.
It's like
the Red Sox the other day. Look at the other teams are so magical moments in this town with all the championships. We're going to root for each other. No, it's about you. It's about what you did.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Oh. We're talking here locally about restaurants who have done a great job transitioning to outdoor dining and how the clock is ticking there, because as we head into winter here, that becomes less feasible. Yeah. What's the daily temperature in Vegas right about now? What is it in Las Vegas today? I'm just wondering why the charity event had to be indoors.
Well, I happen to have Vegas as one of my safe cities.
Oh, it's 75 degrees right now.
75. Now, today's high is only 99.
Oh, okay.
Actually, it's too warm.
Too hot.
So they had to go inside for the AC.
Yeah. Convention hall, probably.
But it's 75 there right now? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Wow. Big swings there, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Day and night.
It's, you know.
What is that? Like the mountains? Is that because of the mountains?
Desert, man. Big swings in the desert.
It's kind of hot. It's
hot in the day.
I wouldn't call it high desert, but it's close. Elevation's like, I think, even around 2,000 feet there in the valley.
Yeah, like, for example, today's high, what I'm looking at says 100, 99, 95, whatever. The low is 63. You like 40 degree swings.
So it's cold at night in the winter.
So it's that type of environment and temperature to conduct alien studies for best case scenario.
I don't think it has anything to do with the aliens.
It's got a lot to do with
that. I mean, if you're going to put Area 51 somewhere, they got it there.
Yes. Right there in Las Vegas. It's right there on the strip.
I got sucked into Pawn Stars the other day.
It's half our way.
Gets me every time.
Pawn Stars. Yeah, I know. I know. I start watching it too. What was it that got me?
Shelby,
oh, it was a
Shelby
car.
The other night. It was a Shelby.
It was the Shelby, exactly, Zoe.
I watched it,
that's
too.
The one I was watching.
One of 11 made.
Yes. Yeah. What'd you think of that car?
I wouldn't give it 100 grand off
the
door.
Neither would I. I didn't like the look of it.
67?
Oh, no. It was a new one. It was like one of the newer, like 2000, like Shelby, whatever, Mustang.
What color
something.
Was it? Cream.
No. Ugh. Oh, no. I saw a black one. No,
I saw a different.
Okay, you and I saw different episodes then.
Mine was the older Mustang.
This one was a newer, whatever.
Reed. Burtham and Joe Land.
React. God damn it.
Did you hit your knee again?
He hurt himself.
Is it your knee or is it your foot?
My knee, Jack Wagon.
Oh, all right.
Oh, well, just, you know, showing some
that's
shit.
That's the second day in a row you've hurt yourself sitting down.
I don't have this problem over there. God dang. Okay? Do you know how many requests I got for like the Bertram Zoland shirts?
How many?
Like five.
Okay.
Like two and a half.
Cowboys host the Browns on Sunday. We talked about this. This is one of our picks. Owner Jerry Jones went on his own radio show. Well, called in to his own radio show.
Yeah, the Jerry Jones show. It's like the old Dan Shaughnessy show.
Yes.
Hosted by Adam Jones.
He talked about the new wave quarterbacks in the NFL. He's talking about Patrick Mahomes at the very beginning of this clip.
This guy is very quick and elusive and can get in and out of situations with his feet and by time. The quarterback we played Sunday is of that kind of nature. He's very, has great ability to get in and out and then make the play. That play Dak made at the end of the game that got intercepted. Well, the result of Dak's ability that let him get that ball off was really great. Well, these guys do that. Have that ability a lot. They are very quick-footed, and they have the unique ability to possibly take their eyes away from the field for a minute and then immediately focus back and see. Romo had that. And so they could turn his back on it and turn around and hand-eye and get it done quick.
So that's a lot of words there. That's a lot to sort of process. But he took a shot at Dak Prescott there.
Yeah,
he did.
Hey, Mabel.
And did you see the play that Dak kept alive?
Yeah.
Putting his hand down and keeping his knee off the turf.
Amazing.
And amazing that he was even able to get off a throw. And his owner, meanwhile, is saying, yeah, but he didn't throw it for a touchdown.
Right.
So when Mabel calls, he goes,
what,
hi, guys.
A-hole.
Well, what do you think? What's the problem? We'll save that. We'll replay it for him.
Your owner.
That's your problem.
Continues to be the issue.
That's your problem with the Cowboys right there.
Did it sound like the owner gave a little snap thing? Listen to this. Just this part right here.
Away from the field for a minute and then immediately focus back.
He's husky. And then immediately focus back.
Focus. Laser focus. Throws a touchdown. At the beginning of that clip, I thought he was talking about T-Bone there for a minute.
He gets elusive.
He gets in. He gets out.
Feed in. Feed out. Get them feet in. Get them quick. Get your job done. Get the hell out of there. Get a little skeeter.
This guy's very quick and elusive and can get in and out of situations with his feet and by time.
Get to his next stop. Smash and dash.
I like that smash and dash.
You know what I'm talking about.
And then immediately focus back.
On his next stop, down the road. Heading down to Hingham on this next one. Phone's blowing up. Moving on.
Reed.
Snap. Sack. Kick. God!
React.
Jim, we have time for all these?
We do.
All right,
we're going to keep going.
College football, Mississippi State hosts Arkansas. Head coach Mike Leach and Zoe sharing a brain on this one.
Huh.
Well, he talked about face coverings in his weekly press conference. Here it is.
How'd you do it? Your face mask? Are you a pretty good face mask guy?
I do my best.
Okay, so let me ask you. Let's get a few pointers here. Okay, what do you do when it does the breathe-in thing on the mouth? What kind of face mask you got?
I got just one I bought off Amazon that, you know, goes around my ears and that kind of thing.
So the ears and then this, right?
Yeah.
See, I've got that face sock thing, which is good and bad. It sits right on your neck instead of hangs from your ear. But then, do you ever find that, you know, and then pretty soon... you know, those things will start to smell bad. And then all of a sudden you're going, you know, what's that smell? What's going on out there?
Wash it, you dummy.
There's nothing going on out there. That's your breath.
It's breath.
How many months into this are we?
Six, seven.
Those guys just discovered masks, it sounds like. They just found out about them.
Well, he was not only talking about masks, he was talking about the cardboard cutouts in the stands too.
I mean, that's an episode of Twilight Zone. Some of you guys are probably all too young for Twilight Zone, but I mean, the black and white Twilight Zone where Rod Sterling would get on there with the really creepy voice in the suit.
Sterling or Serling?
I think it's Serling.
I think it's Serling. Go ahead.
Doesn't matter.
And then all of a sudden, you know, is this real? Is it out of space? Is it?
You know, it was almost like you know, haunted houses met science fiction. Mm-hmm. That show, and then.
What are you talking about? Like Event Horizon, like a haunted house, but it's science fiction. It's at a spaceship. It's haunted.
And then now all of a sudden we have these people frozen in time sitting there in this stadium with enthusiastic expressions on their face, but they can't move. And then yet the noise. And I don't even know how they decide what, you know, the seating. I mean, do the fake people have a lottery of where they sit? Because I know this: some of those fake people have way better seats than other ones. And you know, I want to be one of those fake people on the 50-yard line about row 12. But yeah, you know, some of them are still up in the rafters. You know, in this day and age, in these funny times, even a fake person can get screwed.
I said Les Miles. If he's coaching, I'm sending my kid to LSU. If Les Miles, Les Miles ain't there anymore. It's my new favorite one.
Mike Leach have nothing else to do this week. He's my spending kid, an awful lot of time.
My kid could play for Mike Leach. They keep you entertained. Football fun.
Throw the ball a lot, though.
Hell yeah, they do.
In this day and age, empty. In these funny times, even a fake person can get screwed.
So you're saying like, you could go by the name T-Bone, which is a fake name, and still, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but he don't get screwed.
Well, not yet. Wait till we get this website up and running.
What's the name of that website? What's that app I got to look up?
Smash and Dash.
Reed.
Beautiful night on the South Shore. You're on South Shore. Milton.
Oh. React.
Oh, boy. Oh,
no, we're not doing that. That's Read and React, gentlemen.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much. The noontime hour is on the way here on Zolak and Bertrand, and that means we will be joined by Phil Perry of NBC Sports Boston. He's going to be with us in just a couple of moments. I think we have time to take a call here, do we not?
Yes.
Let's get to Matt in the car, who had a thought on Dak Prescott. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Hey guys. How you doing today?
Good.
Good.
So I'll be quick. The whole Dak Prescott thing, you know, I remember there was that whole problem in the preseason, you know, him wanting to get paid.
Yep.
With everything going on right now, you know, with Jerry Jones taking, you know, little nitpicks at him here and there, even when he does something incredible like keep that play alive, what are the odds that he actually at this point wants to stay in Dallas opposed to get paid somewhere else? And what does that mean for Jerry and the Cowboys and the rest of the league at that point?
It's a good question. I mean, he's going to make a lot of money regardless, right? So you're up there in the mid-30s to begin with. But you're so much more marketable as the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
So if you were to leave there, you'd probably want to pick another marquee franchise where you think there would be a lot of other, you know, money opportunities.
Right. Yeah.
Gee, is there one in New England that's like that? Is there a marquee franchise in the NFL in New England now?
That's a good one.
I know what he's angling.
He'd do some razors.
Huh. That's right. He'll sell you a razor. Sell you Bach 3.
You like clam chowder? He likes clam chowder. Mm. He'll take Greek
yogurt. He'll sell you a flex ball.
Yeah. Come on up here. Huh.
I don't know. I don't know if he loves Dallas.
He'll be a Cowboy.
He'll
be a Cowboy.
I don't know.
He'll be a Cowboy.
I can't envision a team being dumb enough to let him leave.
Yeah, he'll be a Cowboy. I won't worry about
without
that.
Paying him.
It's a good question, though.
I can't believe Jerry Jones did that, though.
Like, how many shots are you going to take on me?
What a jerk.
Well, you got some. You know, he's
going on.
He's got a radio show to do all the time, and sometimes you're just talking, and things come out. It wasn't necessarily, you know, on the show sheet for that day, but you know, you just got to fill those minutes when you're the host of your own show, like Jerry Jones.
You missed the biggest part of that too. He threw Romo in there too. Like Romo had that.
Oh yeah.
Like hell with Wilson and Mahomes that Dax compared to. Mm-hmm. The other guy I had Romo. Romo was better.
He was kind of.
Like, what are we doing?
All right, Phil Perry, NBC Sports Boston. He'll join us in just minutes. We'll be talking about Sunday's game between the Patriots and Chiefs. You don't want to miss it.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling.com. Helplinema.org.